daf is being given was a chenisha tzibin ayin leiv is chus for shleim if morchai zuyah banesu yitzchik zeben es chayshim pinin as tomak bas vayich v'shif tinik v'chirchan achay bas rivka tzvim ben beshevach hay moish ben leiach av bas moish bas sarah rivka arna liyazah ben esther v'sich shir chal yisrael we're on the top of pey aleph amad aleph six lines down amar rava so we left off yesterday with Abaya bringing a raya from Mishnah from that funny lashon, the extra lashon of Yosheh or Yoshek Suba, which is mashma two types of Yoshem with one woman, even though that wasn't what the Mishnah was coming to teach us, but we learn out from the extra lashon of Yosheh or Yoshek Suba, which is mashma that there are other Yoshem involved here that an Almana, a Shemeres Yavim that has two Yoshem, has Yoshe Av and Yoshe Abal, that the Yoshe Abal are going to be chayvin kruasa because they are being Yerush Ksuba. It says Yoshel, Yoshe Ksuba, Chayavim Kruasa. As that works out, that works out that the Baal, Yoshe Abal, are being the Yavim, is going to be inheriting her Ksuba because they're not going to be, he's not going to be chayv to pay it because she had died before him. So Amar Rava. Rava asks now on Abaya, V'lema ach ani Yerush Ishtoi ein ani Kaver. Why doesn't this, the Yavim say, I'm being Yerush my brother? I'm not burying his sister. Meaning what? He says, that all I'm coming here is that I'm coming and collecting the Messiah and the Tosefos that maybe that he wrote for you, that he is, that he would have been chayv to pay you. But I'm not paying that because you died, because she died first. So therefore, I'm not really being Yerush her Ksuba. I'm not getting the Nedunya that you brought in. That's not coming to me. The only thing is that I don't have to pay the Masayim and Tosefos. So what does he say? I'm being Yerush my brother, but I'm not burying his wife. I don't have to bury his wife because I'm not getting the Nedunya, which was Keneged the Nedunya. We said that the Baal would be Yerush the Nedunya, Keneged burying his wife. So what does he say? I'm inheriting my brother, but his wife I'm not burying. So Amalei Abaye, so Abaye said to Rava, because Mishum Debon, I love Mishnei Tzadon. So we'll say to him, we'll come back to him from two sides. What does this mean? Im Achav Yerush, then Yekver Ishtai. If you're inheriting your brother, so then you inherited your brother, go ahead and bury her. Just like your brother would have had to bury his wife, so too, you inherited your brother, go bury his wife. And im einu kaver es ishtai yitin ksubasa. And if you're not going to bury his wife, so then hand over the ksuba and let them use that to bury her. So amalei. So Rava said, no. Hachi kamina. This is what I mean. Ach ani yoresh es ishtai ein ani kaver. My brother, I am inheriting. However, his wife, I'm not going to be buried. The imishim ksuba. You're going to tell me, oh, ksuba? I should give over the ksuba? Ksuba is not given to be paid while she's alive. While she's alive. While he is alive. While the husband is alive. And what's happening here? He takes the shoes of the brother. Had the brother been alive right now, would he pay the ksuba? No. So now, Now he steps into the shoes of the brother. So is he chayv to pay the ksuba yet? No. So you're going to say I'm chayv to pay the ksuba because my brother died. Well, I'm in the place of my brother. It's ksuba is not nita in legvois mechayim. So I'm still alive. I'm not chayv to pay the ksuba. Why should I have to bury the brother? Why should I have to pay for her burial? I'm just being yerush my brother. I'm taking over the shoes, I'm filling in the shoes of my brother, so I should be putter from being kaver her because she can't collect her ksuba, and now she's dead. There's no chiv of ksuba anymore. So Amar Lei, so now the Gemara is going to answer it. Right? So we said it was totally in loy nit ksuba ligvos. So now man shamas lei de isle medrash ksuba, who is the one who darshins that we learn out from the medrash ksuba? Medrash ksuba is the pasuk, the way it says. In the ksuba, the lashon of the ksuba says, "Likishetinasi la'acher titlum masha kasev lichi." That when I marry somebody else, I shall give me that which was written for me. Right? which the lashon is that the woman is in the ksuba is that when she marries somebody else, that's when she's going to get. She's going to be an almana, but when she marries somebody else, that's what she'll be able. That's when she'll be able to collect her ksuba. And if she goes and marries somebody else, so who's the one who holds? Man shamis le de edrus ish le medrus ksuba. Who's the one that teaches us that? And now, one second. Now we're medayik from that lashon of l'kitshim k'nasi la'acher titli masher kasev l'chi. That is what we learn from there. We learn like nitna ksuba ligvais mechayim. That the ksuba can't be collected while she is alive, he is alive, because she can't marry somebody else. As long as the Baal is alive, she's an Eish Zish, right? She can't go and marry somebody else. She can't marry somebody else. She can't collect the ksuba. Now, Mar is being medayek. Who's the one who holds that we're darshan the ksuba that way? Who's the one who holds of medrash ksuba that teaches us leinet ksuba ligvois mechayim? Man shamas lei deislei medrash ksuba beishamei. That's beishamei. V'shen minon lehu beishamei da'ami shtara oimid ligvois kagavei dami. And we know that beishamei, we learned that beishamei holds shtara oimid ligvois is kagavei dami. Something that is to be collected is as if it is already collected. If I have a shibud of a shtar to collect that shibud, so then we look at it as if it is already collected. Ditznan, where do we see that Beishamai holds shtar oimid ligvois kagavei dami? Ditznan, we learned in the Mishnah, mesu ba'leyan, ba'al dies, ad shaloi shasu, if their husbands die, women in general, a woman has to go ahead and drink from Meisaita, and then her husband goes ahead and dies. Beishamai yomir, Beishamai says, Nakelos ksubasa, ksuba v'loi shasus, they take their ksuba and they don't drink. Why? Because the Baal is dead, so they can't go ahead and drink. The husband has to be alive in order to drink the Meisaita. Beis Hillel says, Oy shoshis, oy loy nitlois ksuba. Either they drink or they take the ksuba. In fact, Oy shoshis, they drink, and that's asking on Beis Hillel. They're going to drink. The husband will bring the wife to the Kohen. Amar Achmona, that's what the Torah says. The husband will bring the wife to the Kohen. Veleka, he's no longer here, so how could they should go ahead and drink? Ella, so what do we say in Beisel? From the fact that they're not able to drink, they don't take the ksuba. Beishamai says, Nitalis ksuba, she takes the ksuba, veloy shoshes, and she doesn't drink. In fact, the Gemara, in explaining Beishamai shita, v'amai sveikahu, it's a suffix, right? Suffix zanoi, suffix loy zanoi. Right, she's a suffix whether or not she was mezana. Suffix she wasn't mezana. We know that she should have had to drink the meisaita, but what happened? Her husband died. So now we're still in the suffix land of where we don't know whether or not she was a zayna or not. So if she was a zayna, she doesn't get ksuba. If she wasn't a zayna, then right, she was not a zayna, then she would get a ksuba. But now what are we saying? The Beis Shammai said either she drinks. I'm sorry, Beishamai says she takes the ksuba and she doesn't drink. How could it be that she takes the ksuba? It's a suffix whether or not she's entitled to ksuba. We're going to say that. Kasi suffix, umaytzi mi devadai. Mor explains, ksavri, Beishamai holds shtar, oimid ligvois kagavei damai, a shtar that is there to collect is as if it is collected. So what do we say? The ksuba was already collected, so now it's no longer a suffix, umaytzi mi devadai. Right, because we looked at it as it was collected, therefore she goes ahead and it's as if she has it in her pocket already. Now, back to what we said, if that's the case, that shtar oimid ligvois kagavei dami, so now what was Rava's taina on Abaye? Rava's taina on Abaye was, you're going to say to me, I should go ahead and bury her, or give her the ksuba, and I said to you, then I don't have to give the ksuba. Why? Because the ksuba is only oimid ligvois when she is a mechayim, the ksuba is not collected while the Baal is alive, and the brother stepped into the shoes of the Yavim stepped into the shoes of the brother and is alive, so therefore she can't get the ksuba. Who was the one who told us that we don't darshan mezrus ksuba to say that we do darshan mezrus ksuba to say that that it cannot be collected while alive? That was Beishamai. Beishamai says the ksuba is looked at as if it's collected already, because shtar oimid ligvois kagavei dami. If that's the case, you can't come with a taina of saying, oh, give me the ksuba. I'm not giving you the ksuba because ksuba is not nitnos ligvois b'chaim. It's already collected. It's already looked at as if it's collected, even while alive. If that's the case, then you have to go ahead and bury her. So now,
What was like the Havmiya that we thought would happen? That she
that would he would have... he would inherit the brother,
right?
But not have to pay the ksuba because she died first.
From the brother, though, just like
the brother's entire estate.
Right.
So, but now that estate was chayiv to the wife, the ksuba.
Right.
Says this Yavim, I don't have to pay the ksuba. I'm still alive. She died first. I take over my brother. Right, okay. And if my brother was alive, he wouldn't have to pay the ksuba. So now I'm alive. I don't have to pay the ksuba.
Wow. So, okay. Because she died.
Because she died now.
Right.
She died before the... If she would have died before her husband, no Yavim, he wouldn't be chayiv ksuba.
Right.
So same thing.
Maybe you would think because the brother died that you would have to pay it.
But no, because the Yavim is taking the shoes of the brother.
Right.
So then that's what his time is. So now it comes out that Abai says this is all going in Shita Sbeis Shammai. That taina that you wanted to say would have to be in Shita Sbeis Shammai, who holds that the ksuba is as if it is collected. Therefore, you can't say, I'm not paying the ksuba, I'm not burying her. Now, Frekti Gemara on Beis Shammai. So we said the Shara Dami Livix Gavi Dami, Bahabina Kitchitinasi La'acher Titli. You need that, it needs. Titli Masha Kasav Lechiba. You need, according to Beis Shammai, you need that she marrying somebody else. That's when she can go ahead and collect it. Veleka, Amar Avashe, Yavim Nami Ka'acher Dami. Yavim is considered La'acher, marrying to somebody else. Therefore, since she's allowed to go ahead and with the death of the brother, her original husband, she is now allowed to marry the Yavim, so we look at it as if it is Ketanasi La'achar, therefore she is allowed to go ahead and collect the Ksuba. Now we were asking, Beis Shammai was the one who said that there has to be a Heter L'Ketanasi La'achar, you don't have it here by the Yavim. So he says, no, the Yavim himself is considered the Ketanasi La'achar, that therefore she could collect. Shalach Le Rav La'abaya, but Rav Shmaya Bar Zera. Rava sent to Abaye Mehen, I'm not sure why these two dots here, because it seems to be this back and forth between Abaye and Rava is still going on here. So Rava sent back to Abaye B'yad Rav Shammai Bar Zera, Bar Rav Shmaya Bar Zera, Min nitna ksuba ligvais mechayim, is a ksuba given to go ahead and collect while he's alive. V'atanya, we learned in the Braise, Rav Abba, Omer Sha'alti Yas Sumchus, Rabbi says, I asked Zumchus, Haraitza Shiyimkar Benichse Achiv. Somebody wants to sell. A Yavim wants to sell in the Nechasim of his brother. Kate said, Hu Yasa, what should he do? Right, so he's a Yavim with the Shemeris Yavim here. Yeah? So now he comes and gets an estate from his brother. He gets a $10 million estate and he says, I want to grow this into more money, but I need to start selling some of the real estate. So what does he say? But the problem is, that all of the money is tied up because it is all there is a lien from her ksuba on all of the property. All right, so he can't get clear title from it and sell it. So what happens? So what should he do? Ketzaru Isa, what should he do? Im Kayinhu, if he's a Kayin, Yasa Suudav Yefayas, he should go ahead and make a Suuda for her. Take her out to a nice fancy dinner. Take her out to a nice restaurant and say, look how nice, I care about you. I want to take this money and turn it into more money. I want to grow the estate and convince her to be okay with the sale because she could block the sale because of her lien. Im Yisrael hu, and if he's a Yisrael, so then what should he do? Megarish beget, divorce her with a get. Give her a get. Now, a Kayin can't give a get. That's why he has to be Mephayisr. But if he's a Yisrael, so then he's Megarish or beget. The Yichad, and go ahead and set aside a piece of the estate to go ahead and as part of the ksuba, and then go back the yachzer, pay off the ksuba, designate a piece for the ksuba, and then say, here you go, that's for the ksuba, ksuba's paid off, and now I can go and remarry you, and I have my brother's entire estate. Now, the Isal Kedaitach Nikno Ksuba Ligvos Mechayev. Now, if you're going to tell me, Abaya, that I'm allowed to go ahead, the Ksuba could go ahead and be collected, we came out to what did we say? We said, Rava, your taina was that it was Lenit Ksuba Ligvos Mechayev, and you came back and said, no, but the Rabbanon hold Nitna Ksuba Ligvos Mechayev. So, therefore, it's as if she collected, and then therefore, he can't go ahead and say, I'm not burying you. Because I'm not collecting the ksuba is collected, right? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not burying you and I'm not paying the ksuba. No, the ksuba is nitna michayim, is nitna ligvos michayim, that she's collecting it while alive, so therefore she has the ksuba in her hand. So then what do you need to come on to this? Divorce her, remarry her, don't divorce her. Just say, okay, nitna ligvos b'chaim, designated X field for you to collect from. Designate the share of the ksuba to pay it off. V'hashar lisban, and the rest of it, go ahead and sell. According to your reasoning, Rava, why don't you just ask from our Mishnah? Why are you coming on to this brisa over here about what a Yavim should do in order to be able to sell the property and the estate of his brother? Ask from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, at the end of the Mishnah, it says, the Yavim cannot say to her, here your money, I'm designating money for your ksuba on the table. In other words, I'm being yachid a certain portion for the ksuba, and the rest not. Ela kol nechasav achra and l'ksubasa. Rather, all nechasav achra and l'ksuba. All of it's designated for the ksuba. Why don't you just ask from that? Elamai, what do you see from our Mishnah? You can't go ahead and do that. You can't designate a portion. You can't be miyachid the ksuba. Gemara says no, because hasam eitz a toiva kamash malan. Because over there in the Mishnah, it's an Eitz HaToiva. Di loy te mahachi, if you don't say that, it's just coming to say Eitz HaToiva over here, that the Eitz HaToiva of, if you go ahead and do that, you're going to be chayev to... Oh, that's glass. It's a bug in my coffee. If it's coming to tell us, because what's going to happen? It's an Eitz HaToiva, because if the ksuba, what happens if he designates metaltolin for the ksuba and then the metaltolin gets destroyed? Now that the ksuba is not paid, there's nothing there that's miyachve the ksuba. You have to go rewrite another ksuba. So it's an Eitz HaToiva. Don't go ahead and do this. Do you like time mehalchi? Because if you don't say this, sefer diktani v'chin lo yomer adam le'ishtai reksu b'sayachas minachas loch al shochad. Similarly, a person shall not say to his wife, your ksuba is placed for you on the shulchan of miyachid your ksuba, el kol nechasav achroi l'ksuba sishtoi, and all nechasav achroi l'ksuba sishtoi, iboi le'lizvune, he can't go ahead and sell, iboi le'lizvune, if he wanted to sell, hachi nami deloi motzi mezavin, he's not allowed to go ahead and sell? If you're going to say from our Mishnah that the woman's lien from her ksuba, it applies to all the nechasim, so it's going to prevent the sale, and that's why it's preventing the husband's, the Yavim sale. So here also the Lashon in the Mishnah says the same thing by the brother, by the original husband, the Baal, it's also going to prevent the sale. He's allowed to go ahead and sell whatever nechasim he has. He doesn't need his wife's permission to buy and sell. She might have after he dies, she might have to be able to be tired from Lekuchas if there's no nechasim b'nei charin, but he can go ahead and buy and sell. Ella, so what are you going to have to say? Hachanami, it's a tovah kamash malon. So here also, it's a tovah kamash malon. Right? It's coming to tell me from the Mishnah, it's an eitz tovah. Ella, the Rebbe Abba Akasha. Right? So Umar says, but Rebbe Abba is going to be Akasha. Rebbe Abba who said, I asked Sunchus what I should do in such a case. So then that's going to be, that's still a question. Why didn't he just say, b'miyachid a portion of the ksuva, a portion of the estate, because it's nit l'ksuba ligvois, and go ahead and collect from that spot. Tumor says, l'kasha, that's not a kasha, you can't ask me from Rebbe Abba, misham Eva, because Rebbe Abba's case is talking about a case where he wants to prevent Eva. If he sets aside a portion and says, this is your ksuba, now I'm going to go buy and sell on the rest of the estate, what's going to happen? She's going to be like, wait a second, he wants to divorce me. He's already paying this money because in his mind, he's going to divorce me. So it's going to create Eva over here. So then you can't do that. But the way Rebbe Abba has it set up of how to do it is divorce and quickly remarry. So then you see that his idea, he already was Mephi. So he says, he's not trying to divorce me. So he would divorce me, he wouldn't remarry me. He's trying just to go ahead and be able to sell the property. There was a case where a Yavama fell in Pumpadisa. Now, one of the brothers wanted to go ahead and ruin it for the oldest brother that by giving a get to her and destroy that he now cannot marry her. Why? Amalei. So the oldest brother, right, it was a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah begadol, so the oldest brother said, my daytech, he said to his younger brother, What's your reasoning to do this? Mishum nechzei, mishum nechasi ana menechzei palginilach. You're worried about the nechasim because our brother was very wealthy, and now I'm going to inherit my entire brother's estate, right? Because what did we say? That, well, I'm sorry, the father was wealthy, right? He collects that which the original brother was going to be Yerush. He takes over his estate also. So ana menechzei palginilach, I'll split it with you. That which he was inheriting, I'll split with you. Right, his estate, I'll split with you. That way I can go ahead and marry her. Amar of Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Kivin the Amar Rabbanon loy Lisbon, since the Rabbanon said, don't sell, Afagav the Zaman loy have his vini zine, since he sold it, they tried to make a sale, the sale is not considered a good sale, which is what he tried to do here. He tried to be makna some of his brother's Yerusha to the other brother, but because he cannot sell it, because the Yavama has a lean on it, has a shibud on it, therefore it's not going to be a good sale. The sign here, because we learned in the Brisa, Misha Meis, somebody died, Veniach Shemeres Yavim, Veniach Nchasim, B'mei Amane, the person dies and leaves a Shemeres Yavim, and he leaves an estate worth 100 mana, right? Well more than what she's supposed to get, which is mana Masayim, Alpha Pisha Ksubasa, Enayel Amane, even though her Ksuba is only a mana, Layimka, she cannot. He cannot go ahead and sell this Yavim, cannot go ahead and sell the estate, anything of the estate. She called Nechasov, Achron, Luxubasa, because your entire estate is tied to the lien of the mana. Amalei Abaya, in fact, so Abaya said to Rav Yosef, Chol Heichad Amar Rabbanon Loi Lisbon, Afagav the Zavon Loi Havah Zvine Zvine. So anytime the Rabbanon say, don't go ahead and do something Chatchila, it means that B'dievet, it's also not a sale. Vatanam, we learned in the Mishnah, Beshama, Yomer Beshama says Timkar, he can go ahead and sell. B'Sel Olamim Loi Simkar. And Beisola said, you cannot sell, right? By a husband over there. We said that the Nichsei Malug, he could sell, he can't sell, right? But however, that if they did go ahead and sell, sorry, in the case of Yav, she could sell, sorry. Beishamay and Beisola both agree that if he went ahead and sold it, then it is going to be a good sale. I'm sorry. She sells it. She can't sell it, but they both agree that if she sells it, it is a good sale. So what do we see from that? That even though the Rabbanan said, don't go ahead and sell, still after the sale, it's after the fact, it's a good sale. Shalchu l'kamei de Reb Chanina bar Papi. Shalchu k'd Reb Yosef. So they sent this question to Reb Chanina bar Papi, and he sent back... They sent the original question of whether or not, right, to say who gave, if it was a good sale, if he could do this arrangement with his brother, and he sent back that it is not a good. They said he sent back like Reb Yosef, it's not a good sale. Amar Abaya, Atu Reb Chanina bar Papi, Kifi Tolila. Did Reb Chanina bar Papi add anything to that which Reb Yosef said? He didn't add anything. He just said the same din as Reb Yosef. He didn't add an explanation in Reb Yosef. So Shalchu al Kameh de Rav Menyumi Bered de Rav Nechumi. So they sent back to him from B'Shem Rav Menyumi Rav Nechumi. Shalchu ke da Abaya. He sent like Abaya. The Kasha of Abaya says. But he wrote, V'Omer bar Rav Yosef Tam Achmina Shalchu li. But if Rav Yosef says another reasoning, then send it to me, and we'll either accept or not. So Nafik Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef went out. Dokva Ashkech. He went and he found another Brisa that says the Sanya. It says in the Brisa, Reisha Hoya Noisha Be'Alchav Umeis. Somebody was Noisha. He lent his brother money, and then he died. Okay, so he lent the Yavim money, and then he died. Well, before he died, obviously. V'niach Shemeres Yavim, and he leaves her as a Shemeres Yavim to this guy. Lo Yomer, this Yavim can't say, Hoyol Shani Yoresh, since I'm going to be Yoresh, my brother, Hechzakti, I'm Muchzik in this money, I don't have to pay the loan. Ela Mekzion Mi Yavim, we take the money out of the Yavim, V'yikach Behen Karka, because she's supposed to get this from her husband, so we go ahead and buy Karkov. Who is the Paris? It becomes the same look to her. He eats the Paris, and the Karkov that was bought is tied to the Ksuba. So what do we see? We see from the fact that we're moitzi mammon from him in order to go ahead that from the loan. We're moitzi the mammon in order to satisfy the estate of his brother. Certainly, we're not going to allow him to make a sale. If an loan which he would be Yerush is not allowed to, certainly if he tried to sell something, we were going to undo it. So Amar Leah Abaya, so Abaya says, Dilma de Tavale of Delay. Maybe we're doing better for him by saying we want to preserve the money that you owed by turning it into Karka. Amar Leah, Tana Tani Matsim Vat Amrit de Tavale of Delay. The Tana says we're being Maitzim Maman from him, we're going to force him to pay it, and you're going to say we're going to be doing good for him.
Hadr shalchu kamei de Rav Minyomi brei de Rav Nechumi. So they sent it from, and they sent it ahead from him, v'shem Rav Minyomi brei de Rav Nechumi. And Amar Lahu, he said to them, Hachi Amar Rav Yosef bar Minyomi, Amar Rav Nachman. This is what Rav Yosef bar Minyomi said, v'shem Nachman, zu eini Mishnah. This Mishnah is not a Mishnah. You can't bring me a raya from this Mishnah. My time, that's the Gemara wants to know. Why is it not a good Mishnah to go ahead and say, we see it should be a good raya for Rav Yosef, that he can't do this. So Zakti Mar, so why is it not a Mishnah that you can't bring a raya from here? My time, because the loan is only metaltal and metaltal from Ksuba is not Meshubid, maybe this Ratan of this Brisa is Remeir who holds Dhamma Metaltum Mishabdi. The metaltal and Ksuba is Meshubid Liksubasa. Metaltal is Meshubid Liksuba. Vela, so that can't be the reason why you say it's not a good Mishnah. That the Mishnah is Meshubish. Elo Mishum da Amala at la Badvarim DD. Because he will say to her that you are not my Baal Dvarim. Right? Why? Because who did he owe the money to? To the Baal, not to the wife. So, Doma, maybe we'll say the time of the Mishnah is Rav Nassan. It's Rav Nassan that says, the sign of Rav Nassan, I remember, the Noisha Chabaveri, the Noisha Bechaveri, Mona Bechaveri, Bechaveri, Menayim Shemitzi, Mizem, and Noisha Lazar. How do we know that if Reuven lent money to Shimon and Shimon lent money to Levi, that Reuven could go directly to Levi and take the money out from him? Tam Lamer, the pasuk says, "V'nasan la'asher asham loy." You give to the one that the principal belongs to him. It doesn't say the one that you borrowed from, the one the principal is. So because there's a chain of a lien, so then Reuven could go directly to Levi to collect. So maybe that's what's going on here. So you can't say atla baldvarim did me, because according to Rav Nassan, she is the baldvarim of the Yavim. Ella. You don't have a Tana that was Machmer like Chechum and Ksuba, Ikar Ameir, Ikar Ab Nasan. It holds either like Ameir or like Nasan. You'll never find it by Ksuba that you'll have both of these chumras, that somebody with ksuba the shibud, the ksuba is only the rabbanon, you'll never have that. You'll combine the two of them, the metaltal and armashubid, and also on top of that, you're going to have the chain of the lean that will create the shibud of the rabbanon, that will create the both of them. And Amar Rava, Rava says, in Cain, that's what it was. This is what I heard from Abaye, Zu and Mishnah. And I didn't understand what it was. The reason why it was because you can only have one of the two chumras, either to say like rabbanon, or to say that metaltum like Remeya, metaltum, luxuba, loy, mishavdi. Now I understand why it was in a Mishnah.